enjoy pure instrumental items in percussion, on tabla, nagada, dole and drums, on strings, violin, veena, sitar, sarangi, sarod and guitar, wind instruments such as flute, bamboo, saxophone, shehnai and nadasar. Email me at nalini@rhythmsindia8@gmail.com. I love to present local Indian music performances by Canadian and visiting gurus and good artists of all ages. Now, enjoy Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 with Nalini.
CITR broadcasts from the unceded traditional Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people, and we would like to acknowledge that.
Aane se uske aaye bahar, jaane se uske jaaye bahar. बड़ी मस्तानी है मेरी महबूबा, मेरी जिंदगानी है मेरी महबूबा. आने से उसके आए बहार, जाने से उसके जाए बहार. बड़ी मस्तानी है मेरी महबूबा, महबूबा मेरी जिंदगानी है मेरी महबूबा.
We're here on Rhythms India with producer and host Nalini, and with a very, very special guest who we're privileged to have today, all the way from Bollywood city, Mumbai. That's my hometown. And so whenever we have a guest artist, and certainly as fantastic as the one we have today, I'm still keeping the name a secret. You just heard him sing, so you know his quality. Well, just before I introduce him to you, I'm going to direct your thoughts to the theme of my show today. I present a practical topic of much discussion, thought, and action in 2019. I hope today's show will have an even greater impact on you. In recent times, there have been numerous myths and claims about improving health, whether it's drinking 8 glasses of water a day, whether it's sleeping 8 hours a night, or whether it's doing 8 yoga exercise sessions, you know, yoga moves per session. But one of the recent fitness mantras is a fine example of the power of marketing. Yes, marketing in action. The original story was that in 1965, a Japanese company made pedometers. Pedometers, you know, the ones that actually measure the number of steps that we take. So their marketing team worked on the issue of promoting sales. Now, that's routine, isn't it? Nothing so special. But apparently, the Japanese symbol, now I haven't clarified this, but apparently the Japanese symbol for 10,000 resembles that of a man walking. So new research published at that time showed that women who walked just 5,000 steps or 2.5 kilometers a day lived significantly longer. So now what does the marketing team of this company do? It sounded so simple and wonderful. So what do? They doubled the number of 5,000 steps to 10,000, you know, from women to men. That's like 5 kilometers a day. And they came up with the walk with a slogan, walk 10,000 steps a day. Okay, well, the rest is history. Whether it's through pedometers or in the form of fitness apps, billions of dollars have actually exchanged hands. And nothing new about it. Now it's a pretty routine thing. Certainly, walking 10,000 steps a day is a good thing if you can actually do it, right? But for those of you listeners who are in unsafe places or for safety or health reasons do not have access to a treadmill, I bring you a solution, the perfect solution on my show Rhythms India today. So stay with Nalini on Rhythms India. Presenting who you just heard, the national award winner and record holder for the Limca Book of Records, Mr. Shrikant Narayan. And what did he do to be on this book of records? He sang continuously for 12 hours, presenting 101 songs of the Bollywood legend, Mohammad Rafi Saab. What a feat! What a feat! Congratulations and welcome to my show today.
Thank you very much, Nalaji. And I'm really honored to be here in your wonderful show titled Rhythms of India. And it's itself, the way you speak, it's so rhythmic. And I think ye mahol hi ban gaya yahan par rhythm ka. Thank you very much for inviting. And mere sunne wale doston ko bhi mera pranam, namaskar. And I'm sure you will enjoy this show. Aur aage chalke bhi jitne bhi shows Nalini ji yahan karengi, to main unko uske liye bhi shubhkamnaen dunga.
Dhanyawad. Thank you so very much. All blessings and good wishes are so much more special when they come from a Mumbaikar friend.
Thank you.
Awesome. So folks, the better way to, the best way, not the better way, the best way to enjoy this hour with Shrikantji is, one, what can you do in place of 10,000 steps? Dance to the rhythm of this unique live performance in our studios on Rhythms India. And what else can you do? If you're in a chair, if you're in a wheelchair, well, you can clap your hands. Try to clap your hands to the rhythm and see what marvels he performs. He takes you to places you never thought that you could reach in terms of fitness just by clapping your hands to the beat of his song.
Right.
So, so that's a challenge. And when that is done, we'll challenge them with tapping their feet. And when they've accomplished that, we will say, clap your hands and tap your feet. You can do that sitting in a chair. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a nursing home. You could be at your desk at work with a 5-minute break. You could be anywhere. But try this. And his voice is so mesmerizing. You will love it. So, Shrikantji, with that, can we have a number from you that is
definitely
dear to your heart?
Definitely. And as you mentioned that wherever you are, you know, you can start clapping, tapping your foot. So I'm singing a foot tapping number.
Wonderful.
You know, I think it's and there is a word called you know, tali. Tali means, you know, it's a clap which starts with the song itself. So I think it's a foot tapping number and with clapping both. So both the things are in coordination, the foot as well as the hands.
Okay.
So let's start with this.
Yes.
बार बार देखो हजार बार देखो के देखने की चीज है हमारा दिल रुबा टाली हो टाली हो टाली हो बार बार देखो हजार बार देखो के देखने की चीज है हमारा दिल रुबा टाली हो टाली हो टाली हो.
So that was amazing. Now he will tell you what this means. It's got such an upbeat meaning to it.
See, this means actually, I'll tell you, this is in praise of your beloved. And he tells all of you all to look at her. And bar bar dekho, hazar bar dekho, that you see her on and often.
Again and again.
And see her for 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm. So that's and what you want to do when you're
she,
in love.
She is just like a thing, you know. Suppose if you like something, you look at it every time. Yeah, you're attracted towards it. Mm-hmm. So this is what, you know, and see her quite often. And then start clapping.
There you go. So the energy that you're going to get with just watching your beloved, what a romantic number. Now we will shift gears a little.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, this accomplished young man is from Mumbai. Now the language in Mumbai, that's the state of Maharashtra, is Marathi. So he has actually got his own number in this language, Marathi.
Yeah. I had recorded a lot of Marathi folk songs, and one folk song was a big hit in the year 1986-87, and I got a double platinum disc for this. I never thought for the sales of the album. Mm-hmm. In those days, you know, we didn't have any radio channels, we didn't have any music channels, no media. Mm-hmm. It was only through radio program where these albums were promoted. And in spite of that, it became a big hit.
Amazing.
And I'm thankful to God. And with that, you know, that was a period, you know, where a lot of companies started recording with me.
Mm-hmm. So folks, marketing way back then. Now, when was this? How many years ago?
1986.
Okay, so really not that long ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's about 33 years ago.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
that long ago. Think about the difference in marketing between then and
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
He had to go on this radio show, promote his records.
Yeah.
And then, depending upon the number of sales, that's how the platinum disc was awarded. And this is an amazing feat that he has accomplished so long ago. But let me tell you, he looks like a very young man. I can't even believe that he said 33 years ago. So let's hear it.
Yeah. It's a Marathi folk and it's a fisherman folk, I would say.
Oh, nice.
And
what does it mean? You can say the words a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. This is when they go for fishing and they have their nets which are ready to be put on the sea to catch catch the fish and their livelihood, you know, they bring back and then they sell in the market. Mm-hmm. So, and they pray to the god also, the sea lord, and they have...
To give them a good catch
and the safety of all the fishermen.
For sure.
So this is the theme basically of this song.
Excellent.
So I'd like to sing two lines
for
you, for all my listeners also.
Thank you.
And all my Maharashtrian crowd, you know, who are listening to us today.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for them.
Here we go.
Dol dol tay varyav bhai maji dol dol tay varyav. Dol dol tay varyav bhai maji dol dol tay varyav. ओ खंडोबा राया परते मी पाया तुझे भेटीला हनी नो केला. हो खंडोबा राया परते मी पाया तुझे भेटीला हनी नो केला. ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव बाई माझी ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव. ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव बाई माझी ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव. पुनवेचा चांद कसा डोंगराला आयलाय गो, पुनवेचा चांद कसा डोंगराला आयलाय, ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव बाय, माझी ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव, ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव बाय, माझी ढोल ढोल तय वाऱ्याव.
So that was a toe-tapping number, because if you were trying to clap or tap your toes, you could actually feel like you were on this boat, on these boats that were merrily going on along, up and down, bobbing up and down the waves towards the fish and trying to catch the fish. Well, you know, I have a very close connection with the fisher folk in Mumbai, in that as many as years as you were talking about the platinum record, I used to treat patients for cardiac rehabilitation in Bombay, in KM Hospital. And one of my patients was a fisherwoman. And surprisingly, she was only 42 years old and had had a heart attack. Now, we think that people who go, who eat fish, who go out into the ocean, who work, who are active, and she was very fit, don't get heart attacks. But, you know, that's not true. And also, as a point to note for my listeners, when women have heart symptoms, they are a little bit different than men. And therefore, they can be missed. So in the emergencies in the hospitals in North America, there was a research study that was undertaken by an emergency physician. And it just so happened that the emergency physicians tended to negate the symptoms brought in by the women, particularly if they were young, in their 40s, in their 50s. So they gave all kinds of other reasons for the diagnosis, but the heart problem was actually not recognized. And so this was a very eye-opening piece of research that happened. And because that could be worked out and more awareness was brought into the picture, therefore, first aid and emergency paramedics took note of that, the emergency physicians took note of that, and many lives were actually saved. So the close connection that I have is, in those days, of course, we did not have this research background. And this lady was very, very fond of me because, you know, it was literally holding her hand. And she actually came back to quite a good level of functioning after her heart attack. But what happened was subsequently I moved to Canada. And so she was very disappointed that she had to be left by herself. You know, she had built faith and trust in somebody, and now that pillar of support was gone. Nevertheless, she gifted me a huge shell that she had brought from the ocean that was their family heirloom. It was more than 6 inches long and wide. And I still remember that today we do not even get tiny little shells in the ocean. So 33 years ago, things were so different.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Amazing. So now let's go to a modern number for the young folk that are listening, that are our listeners in the audience today. So there are actually, there are, you know, when I tell you about young folk in the audience today, these are the songs that they enjoy listening to. The young folk in Canada. It's a Mohammed Rafi number again. Dil Deke Dekho.
Okay.
So love used to be presented in different ways in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, and today. But the message of love is not any different at all.
Okay.
The heart is the same, the soul is the same, the eyes are the same. So these are the, you know, it's eyes, heart, soul. These are the three main ingredients to create these love songs.
Yeah.
And so, actually, Srikanji is an expert on these. So now I'm going to let him take over the show for the next little while and present to you all the numbers that he would like you to listen to. And some of them he'll explain the meaning to you to add a little bit of spice. But this is your exercise session, folks. So make sure you're clapping and tapping while you're listening. Dancing if you want to. Go ahead. The microphone is yours.
Okay. You mentioned about Dil Dekhe Dekho, right? And I would like to sing all other singers also, not only Mohammed Rafi here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has sung a lot of romantic numbers.
Okay.
And everyone praises their beloved and this in one or other way. And they express their love to her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the songs, as you said, as you mentioned, Dil Dekhe Dekho. So I'll start with that.
Sure.
Dil Dekhe Dekho, Dil Dekhe Dekho, Dil Dekhe Dekho Ji. Are dil lene walo, dil dena sikho ji. Ho dil lene walo, dil dena sikho ji. Dil Dekhe Dekho, Dil Dekhe Dekho, Dil Dekhe Dekho Ji. Dil lene walo, dil dena sikho ji. Ho dil lene walo, dil dena sikho ji. The other number goes, which is sung by Kishore Kumar.
Mm-hmm. So Kishore Kumar was another legendary singer. He talked about Mohammed Rafi ji, and now he's going to go to Kishore Kumar.
Pal pal dil ke paas tum rehti ho, jeevan meethi pyaas ye kehti ho. Pal pal dil ke paas tum rehti ho.
So was this song for your wife?
Yeah.
I hope she's listening.
I hope.
We will send her a copy.
Yeah, definitely. And the other one is sung by Mukesh ji, where he describes the beauty of his beloved. Chandan sabadan chanchal chitvan dheere se tera ye muskana mujhe dosh na dena jagwalo ho jaun agar main deewana chandan sabadan chanchal chitvan. And Hemant Kumar, ye raat ye chandni phir kahan sun ja dil ki daastaan. Ye raat ye chandni phir kahan sun ja dil ki daastaan. Sun ja dil ki daastaan. Then Manadi.
So this one was, listen to the heart's story.
Wow.
That's what you just sang, right? Sunja Dil Ki
Daastaan.
The first one was Dil Deke Dekho. That is,
just give your heart away.
Give your heart away, like he did to his wife. And then it continues and says, listen to the story of the heart. So here we're in good hands. And
whenever you are around me, that is what it says. Pal pal
dil
ke paas.
Pal pal
dil
ke paas. Pal pal is moments. Every moment that you're around me.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So every moment that his beloved is around him, he gives his heart and he listens
so
to the
every,
story.
So every, I would,
song.
With this, you know, I would like to tell you, every voice has got a different way of expressing love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how our singers did, the legendary in their era, in fact.
Isn't that
And
amazing?
Every composition was different. Every mood was different. Mm-hmm. But the romance was the same. Only thing, in Hindi mein kehte hain ki bolne ka andaaz, wo alag tha, lekin romance wahi tha. The romance was the same. Only thing, the way to express, the way to express the love was different.
Absolutely. Very well said, very well said. So are we going to continue on this journey of love a little bit longer? What's your next, your wish is my command, so go ahead.
I think love is always there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are some philosophical songs also where I know, as you said, life is full of ups and downs. So there are certain songs which singers have done in Hindi Bollywood music also. So that also has a big meaning to it. And they have their own style when they sing. So I would like to sing few lines.
Sure, wonderful.
राही मनवा दुख की चिंता क्यों सताती है दुख तो अपना साथी है सुख है एक छाओ ढलती आती है जाती है दुख तो अपना साथी है राही मनवा दुख की चिंता क्यों सताती है दुख तो अपना साथी है जिंदगी कैसी है पहेली हाय कभी तो हंसाए कभी ये रुलाए जिंदगी कैसी है पहेली हाय कभी तो हंसाए कभी ये रुलाए चल अकेला तेरा मेला पीछे छूटा राही चल अकेला तेरा मेला पीछे छूटा राही चल अकेला
So these three numbers have a very, very deep meaning. Would you like to?
Yeah, as I told, you know, life is full of ups and downs, and this is what Rahi Manwa Dukke Chinta. You know, why are you worried, or why are you worried about the sorrows in your life? You know, this will come and go.
Mm-hmm. So Rahi and, is the path.
Yeah, Rahi is the path. Man. Rahi is the path of the man. And dukh ki chinta kyun satati hai? That is, why are you worried about the sorrows?
Right.
And why does it bother you? You know, it comes and goes. That is what life is. And one side, if there is a sorrow, and the other side, definitely there is going to be happiness for you. So this is what the song says.
So there are two sides to the coin.
Yeah.
Wait for it; it will flip.
Yeah. Have patience. That's all.
And. Zindagi kaisi hai paheli.
Yeah,
That's a beautiful song.
Zindagi kaisi hai paheli. It's basically a question. Mm-hmm. Life is itself a big question mark, and it teases you. You know,
right.
That is what kabhi to sataye, ya fir kabhi rulaye. It makes you laugh, or sometimes it makes you cry.
So can you just sing that line one more time?
Zindagi. कैसी है पहेली हाय कभी तो हंसाए कभी रुलाए
ब्यूटिफुल फोक्स जस्ट रिमेंबर ही इज सिंगिंग दिस विद नो बैकग्राउंड म्यूजिक मिस्टर श्रीकांत नारायण हु इज हिमसेल्फ अ लेजेंड इन इंडिया टुडे लेट मी टेल यू ही इज सच अ मॉडेस्ट पर्सन He's come on our show to present a beautiful side of music to all of us, to educate us that Bollywood songs have changed over the years, but they present different kinds of messages of different aspects of life. And they also give solutions sometimes, like he has in these last three couplets that he has sung for us today. So beautiful. And what is nice is if you were waving your fingers, you know, doing the exercise.
See, there is also one more song. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, yes, please.
And which I remember, you know, I missed actually. And Zindagi ki yahi reet hai Haar ke baat hi jeet hai थोड़े आंसू है थोड़ी हंसी आज गम है तो कल है खुशी, जिंदगी की यही रीत है, हार के बाद ही जीत है.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you want to tell our listeners the meaning?
Once you see, there is zindagi ki yahi reet hai. This is a rule of life, you know, that once you accept defeat, the other side you have victory at your side. So this is what ek bar ek haar hai, dusri taraf jeet hai aapke liye. Aur haar ke baad hi jeet hai hasil hoti hai. After you lose, then only there is victory for you.
Exactly. So folks, you know, it's kind of like this. We all say, oh, I wish I had a holiday. I wish I had a permanent holiday. But you know what? If you had a permanent holiday, that would not be a holiday. Because you work hard, you enjoy that holiday.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. What Mr. Shrikanji is saying is that after a defeat or after a small failure, victory is that much more sweeter. And it will come and it will be there.
It has to be with you.
Yes, victory will come.
Will come, yeah.
Sure. Wonderful. So we've had an amazing time. We're at the halfway mark to our show. Today, Rhythms India. I'm your producer and host, Nalini. And I bring you a special treat with Mr. Shrikant Narayan, all the way from Mumbai.
Thank you.
Now we're going to listen to whatever you'd like to present to our listeners without me interrupting you. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to, since you have talked about love and romance, so let's keep the mood as same, and I don't want to make them sad.
So okay.
Let them be in a very good mood today. It's a very romantic song.
Wonderful.
Ehsaan tera ho ga mujh par dil chahta hai wo kehne do mujhe tumse mohabbat ho gayi hai mujhe palkon ki chhaav mein रहने दो एहसान तेरा होगा मुझ पर चाहे बना दो चाहे मिटा दो हाँ चाहे बना दो चाहे मिटा दो मर भी गए तो देंगे दुआएं मर भी गए तो देंगे दुआएं उड़ उड़ के कहेगी खाक सनम ये दर्द मोहब्बत सहने दो मुझे तुमसे मोहब्बत हो गई है मुझे पलकों की छांव में रहने दो एहसान तेरा होगा मुझ पर.
Beautiful.
कैसे कहें हम प्यार ने हमको क्या क्या खेल दिखाए यूं शर्माई किस्मत हमसे हमसे क्यों शर्माए कैसे कहें हम प्यार ने हमको क्या क्या खेल दिखाए बागों को तो पतझड़ लूटे लूटा हमें बहार ने दुनिया मरती मौत से लेकिन मारा हमें बहार ने अपना वो हाल है बीच सफर में जैसे कोई लुट जाए कैसे कहें हम प्यार ने हमको क्या क्या खेल दिखाए यूं शर्माई किस्मत हमसे खुद से हम शर्माए.
Beautiful. Now I'm going to give you a taste of what he did for 12 hours of continuous singing. That's what he's bringing to you right from his thoughts. Wherever his thoughts are going to go, he's bringing this. And wherever he wants to put in some meanings before he sings the line, he will do that too. So enjoy.
हम तुम ये बाहर देखो रंग लाया प्यार बरसात के महीने में रिम झिम ये पुहार दिल गाए रे मल्हार एक आग लिए सीने में. हम तुम ये बाहर देखो रंग लाया प्यार बरसात के महीने में रिम झिम ये पुहार दिल गाए रे मल्हार दिल हाथ लिए सीने में. दिल क्या करे जब किसी से किसी को प्यार हो जाए जाने कहाँ कब किसी को किसी से प्यार हो जाए. ऊंची ऊंची दीवारों सी इस दुनिया की रस्में ना कोई रस में बस में झूली ना कुछ मेरे बस में. दिल क्या करे जब किसी से किसी को प्यार हो जाए. झूमता मौसम मस्त महीना हांसी गोरी एक हसीना आँख में काजल मुंह में पसीना याला याला दिल ले गई याला याला दिल ले गई. झूमता मौसम अस्त महीना चांद सी गोरी एक हसीना आँख में काजल मुंह में पसीना याला याला दिल ले गई याला याला दिल ले गई.
So these are beautiful, beautiful romantic songs, and they're bringing such lovely memories. I hope you're all sitting and enjoying with your wives, your significant other. You know, actually, sometimes in India, these romantic songs are not only for your significant other. They, you know, India is a land where everything is vibrant. There is a lot of hope. And so even those who are waiting to meet their love, who are waiting to meet someone, or who are working on the job, you know, of finding someone, well, there are some of these songs are even for them, and they can get so much hope and so much joy from these songs. Now, I would like to know you. I believe you've done, is it 4,000 shows? Is that what I?
Yeah,
hear the number,
almost,
right?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of shows. And so what kind of preparation do you have
every
to
day
do?
I used to do some three shows in a day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And that was the running around what I used to do at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And every time some of the other things was we had different functions, different shows. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that time we didn't have any concept shows as such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That I concept based, as I was mentioning to you,
right?
The particular lyrically oriented, mm-hmm. or singer oriented, mm-hmm. or music oriented. We had a mixture of these shows where we had a lot of dances, okay. Some songs and mimicry, magic shows, and all put together. You know, it was more of an mm-hmm. event.
So
a lot
deal.
Of yeah mm-hmm. yeah. So we used to adjust the timings, and we used to run around, you know.
Right.
So this is how it happened.
So let me ask you this then. For the young singers that are listening to us today, how I know that when I don't get enough sleep, the next morning my voice doesn't really want to go places. But if you have to perform, your voice has to go places. How do you do that?
First of all, don't get conscious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Be relaxed.
Okay. Okay.
And eat everything. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of hot food, mm-hmm. hot milk. Mm-hmm. And if the weather is cold, mm-hmm. then I would say that, you know, be careful about your throat. Mm-hmm. And usually nothing happens. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm talking about my experiences.
Right.
You know, I like a lot of ice creams and I drink a lot of cold drinks also. Mm-hmm. But whenever, if there is a program around, if I'm out somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm very careful about it because suddenly if there's a climate change, which definitely yes. is going to affect you. But it depends upon your body syndrome. If you have the tendency of getting infected, so you please be careful. Otherwise, you know, you can have anything, mm-hmm. you can drink anything, mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. you like. Don't try to get rid of the things you like.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I guess what Mr. Srikant Narayan is saying is that he watches his diet when there is a need to watch the diet. Otherwise, he just yeah. does not restrict himself mm-hmm. and lets nature take its course. But on the other hand, let me ask you this. What about practice? What about riyaz?
Yeah, riyaz has to be done every day. Whatever time is suits you. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that, you know, nowadays everyone is busy in their own way. Mm-hmm. So getting up in the morning and doing it, if you do it, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But it all depends where you are staying. Suppose you are staying in an apartment mm-hmm. or, you know, people might get disturbed, you know, mm-hmm. all the stuff. You have a music room at home, mm-hmm. Soundproof, so where you can do your riyaz. Mm-hmm. Or whenever you get time, I think you should do it. This is how I do it. Mm-hmm. Whenever I get time, I do it. And riyaz in the sense...
What's your optimum place and time and period of time that you like to do riyaz for?
See, it's nothing. I have not kept any time as such, okay. as far as I am concerned. It is not that, you know...
When you began?
See, it is not like that ki, for 1 hour you do riyaz and then you can sing better. It's nothing like that. Okay. Even for 10 minutes you do it, mm-hmm. you have... you can reproduce the same what you do for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And I would like to share my experiences is you know, you keep listening. Mm-hmm. Suppose you want to sing a song mm-hmm. and you want to present a song. Mm-hmm. So I would advise you all to listen to the song 100 times. Mm. Whenever if you're on a move, if you have time, suppose if you're traveling by train, plane, or if you're traveling even by your car. Mm-hmm. So keep listening to the same song, you know. Where the more you listen, the more you get things to learn out of it. Mm-hmm. And you get more confident mm-hmm. and to present this song. So that is how I do. And listening to a song and listening to the other singers itself, it's also a riyaz, I would say. Mm-hmm. Listening to Rafi Saab, listening to Kishore Da, Mukesh Ji, itself is also a riyaz. Mm-hmm. You know, that is what I would say. Itself is a practice because whatever they have done, you know, you get a lot of things to learn from them also.
Right. So, folks, this is something very new that he presented today. The singers that I've had on the show generally would say, practice, 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 and practice makes you perfect, and practice is the only way out of this. But you know what? He's a modern man. He gives you modern options. He gives you practical options that are actually possible to do. And so he's talking about the power of listening. When you listen to the song as many times as he does, it's practical. You're not disturbing anyone, but you're listening to the nuances. So your mind is, the neurons are actually holding that piece of information.
Yeah.
So when you actually practice.
See, the songs which I sang now in front of mm-hmm. you. Suppose I said, Dil laga dekho, dil laga dekho, dil laga dekho ji. Okay, this sounds quite easy. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to it, when you put your headphones and listen to how the singer has sung it, how Rafi Saab has done it. Mm-hmm. So it itself will teach you a lot of things. These are small, small mm-hmm. things. Dil dek dekho, dil dek dekho, dil dek dekho ji. It's a glide. Mm. Dil lene walo, walo. Dil lene walo, dil lena sikho ji. This becomes very plain. Mm. So you need to put some expressions. So this is what, when you listen, you get into the song, you mm-hmm. get your expressions improve on that. Right. You try to express yourself.
Right. So actually, he's given us a really very important nugget of information, that the more we listen to the song,
the feel, you know.
Yes, you get the feel.
See,
the
when
emotion.
You present a song, what I have learned from the other singers and from my seniors,
yes,
is the stage. That is, when you perform on a stage, mm-hmm. it's a feel which is more important.
Right.
Presentation is also important. I would equally important, but it's the feel which connects you with the audience.
Right, right.
So I think the more you listen, mm-hmm. the more you get to learn from the singers how they pronounce the words, mm-hmm. how they throw the words.
Mm-hmm. So how long, at what age? You started very early, I understand.
I had a liking for music right from my childhood. I used mm-hmm. to sing right from my age of 4. I didn't take it seriously. I'll tell you one thing, that I wanted to become a cricketer.
Oh, I see.
Was very much inclined to become a cricketer. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't have the facility there around my house. We didn't have a ground. We didn't have any coach. So
fortunately for us, you became a singer.
Yeah. And that was literally, I would say, fluke at that time. You know, I just mm-hmm. entered into music and suddenly everything went on my side. So I thought, okay, this is something, you know, I should pursue. And my friends encouraged me. They told me, you have got a good voice. Till then, I didn't realize I had a voice. So I started learning. I started listening, and then I started singing.
Beautiful. So how long would you say did it take you to realize that you can go beyond the singers that you're listening to? Because each of the singers, they sing in their own way. So each one is stuck in their own path. You sing in all paths.
Yeah, but I would say it's still I'm learning. There is no
That's
ending.
Humility.
I am very modest about it, but it's a truth I'm telling. Ki I'm still learning, and I feel that I am not yet perfect. So even I commit mistakes. To tell you the truth, so I feel okay. After I sing this song, I feel that I could have done this song much better. So I want to learn more and more. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I would do something better, but I would see that, you know, I give something better. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So can you give us a small example as to how, you know, the same, just like you just did, the same song, if it is sung in the same couplet or whatever, you know, a few lines, sung in a little bit different way, how it changes the meaning of it entirely when you connect with your audience?
Yeah. Suppose I will tell you. Nazar bacha kar chale gaye wo varna ghayal. This ghayal is something, you know, when it's ghayal is something, okay, if it just pierces your heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is what. So if I say varna ghayal,
right,
it doesn't, people would say, what is he singing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the difference, what I would like to.
So when you understand the language,
yeah,
you can
yeah, once, yeah,
it.
Once you need to know the language.
Right.
Suppose if you ask me to sing an English song, I would say, no, Nalini ji, I won't be able to do it. Because unless I learn it, unless mm-hmm. I know the expression, I won't mm-hmm. Tell you that, okay, I can do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is, music is, hotena, you can't tell that, okay, I will do it. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chalo, just, I will listen to it once and I'll do it. No, mm-hmm. It is not that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
Right. So that's where he comes back to telling us that he listens and he listens and he listens, and then he brings
basically
it to the
I feel the expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Expressions are more
expression.
Important, more very important, and I would definitely tell the youngsters who are listening to us, and even the elders, you know, who are have their own clubs and who run their own clubs of singing here, I would please listen to what listen to the songs and listen to the expressions, you know, what and I'm sure once you start listening to it, you will get a lot of things to learn out of it.
Wonderful. That's a great message. And if folks, if you just took nothing out of this hour, if you just took these two messages, one is listen to the, for the singers, listen to the music several times and get the feel to connect with the audience. Sometimes, actually.
And also see the mood of the song.
Right.
Suppose a foot tapping number, you know, you yes. have that, you should have that energy.
Yes.
You should build up the energy and you should build up the energy with the audience also.
Mm-hmm.
Please involve them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to sing with you. You know, this is how you create an energy
okay.
in the hall, in the auditorium
okay.
and wherever you sing this song.
Right.
So I would request you all to please look into this also.
So nowadays, there are a lot of singers who don't understand the language necessarily, but they do a pretty good job. And it's probably because they're listening to that song over and over and over. So they're getting the feel of... So music is has no barriers. That's what they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, and music has no barriers. And in fact, it is divine.
Mm-hmm. It's a connecting force.
It is connecting force. And
wonderful.
Music connects to with lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and it's music also. What do you say? It gives a lot of messages also.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, do you have any interesting stories to tell us of your travels or your anything?
Interesting stories in the sense, see, I God was very kind. I could do shows with all the legendary composers like O.P. Nair Sahab, Ravi Ji. Lakshmikant Pyarelal, Naushad Sahab. So I was very, very fortunate and I got to learn a lot of things from them. Nair Sahab was very strict, very principled. He was very, very particular about the timings. And even if anyone comes late, I have been hearing about it. We heard a lot of things about that he even turned down a lot of musicians if they come late. But even at the rehearsal I have seen of his programs, the one singer who came late for the rehearsal, mm-hmm. he just turned him away.
So Indian Standard Time didn't work with him.
No. He was very strict. So these are certain memories and there are certain nuances which he used to, he has taught us, you know. They say, aapke haseen rukh pe aaj naya noor hai, mera dil मचल गया गया. तो ये सब चीजें उन्होंने बताई कि ऐसा होना चाहिए. तो ये सब आई रियली मिस ऑल दिस, यू नो. बट आई वाज वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू वर्क विद देम एंड ही हैड ग्रेट ग्रेट प्रेजेस फॉर ऑल द बॉलीवुड सिंगर्स.
आई सी. सो आई गेस ग्रेट माइंड्स एनकरेज.
इवन रवि साहब, इक्वली खयाम साहब, एवरीवन. सो एवरीथिंग, यू नो, you get to learn. Jaise kahin ek masoom nazuk si ladki. So when Rafi sahab recorded this song, he sang full throated.
Mm.
So which Khayyam sahab didn't like.
Nazuk.
So yeah, he told that, you know, I want something soft.
Mm.
Then he re-recorded this song and Rafi sahab was very kind to record this song again. And then he sang it as कहीं एक मासूम नाजुक सी लड़की बहुत खूबसूरत मगर सांवली सी बहुत खूबसूरत. दिस इज हाउ, दिस इज व्हाट आई वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट द फील,
राइट?
यू नो हाउ दे यूज्ड टू टॉक टू द सिंगर्स, दे यूज्ड टू रिक्वेस्ट देम, दे यूज्ड टू literally tell them,
right.
You know, this is not right. You know, they were very blunt.
Right.
They were very blunt about it. And so, the singers used to also cooperate.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. They didn't feel offended,
yeah.
but they felt blessed that they
yeah.
were being guided in the right way because yeah. Nazuk is
these
delicate.
These are certain anecdotes, you know, which
yes.
themselves they have shared with me,
right.
which I thought I should share with you all.
Yes, thank you very much. So, what do you think of when you sing Kishore Kumarji's song and what do you think about his yodeling abilities?
Great. Great. He was a multifaceted actor.
Wasn't
you know?
He? Amazing.
Yeah, actor, director, writer, music director, singer. I think no one can be like him.
When I see you, I'm reminded of him. That's why I was asked you this question.
Because, see, his yodeling is also a different way of singing. And he actually did a lot of, he took a lot of efforts also. This was told in a lot of interviews. I have not met any of them. So I can't claim that, you know, they have. Yeah. But I have read in a lot of interviews and the other documentaries which have been released on the televisions and other social media that, you know, he used to listen to a lot of Western music and he used to follow a lot of other singers who used to do the yodeling and other things.
Is it that hard? Why is I don't really hear anyone having copied him as such. Why is that?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
See, people have been following him, and they say someone there are singers, they try and do it also,
yeah,
but not as perfect as him.
I haven't heard anyone come to that level of perfection, such as him.
See, because that's a technique, and only he knew how it has to be done, probably.
Right.
That's the reason.
Wonderful. So we now have a couple of minutes. And folks, you're on Rhythms India with producer and host Nalini Bui. And I'd like to say that we have Mr. Srikant Narayan. So I hope you thoroughly enjoyed this fantastic artist's presentation today. And let me tell you that he has won many awards, and I'll name a couple of them here. I did tell you about the Limca Award, but Kalabhushan Puraskar, that's in Maharashtra, in the state of Maharashtra. And Jan Parishad, he's been a Jan Parishad Award winner. That's, I guess, public has chosen him to be the best. Well, his melodious and robust singing says it all. The proof is in what you've listened to. I don't have to tell you anything more about it. For the next 2 minutes, minute and a half, I'm going to let you listen to him uninterrupted. Mr. Srikant Narayan.
Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yaha kal kya ho kisne jana. Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yaha kal kya ho kisne jana. Hey ulleri ulleri u, ulleri ulleri u, ulleri ulleri u, ulleri ulleri u. Lady, lady, ha 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 ha! Tit 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 ho 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 ho! Yahan se guzar, duniya ki tu parwa na kar. Hasste gaate yahan se guzar, duniya ki tu parwa na kar. Biti baaton se kya ghabrana, yahan kal kya ho kisne jana. Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yahan kal kya ho kisne jana. Tit 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 tit, ulleri ulleri u, ulleri ulleri u, ulleri ulleri u. Ulleri ulleri u, ha ha ha.